Service. Thus, in spite of his unwillingness, he gets liberation without separate endeavor.
Tai darsaniya avaya bhai dudara vilasa asek chito bama suttri Hitatmana prita pranam suhakti Anichato me gatimanne prajunte.
Ja, Sri Vigraha Darshanam. This temple is situated to give people the facility as it is described here.
Tai darshaniya abhayavai yudara.
We have to see the deity beginning from the lotus feet, not jumping over the smiling face. That is the way. First of all, you try to see, and when you have practiced, try to see the lotus feet of Krishna. And when you have practiced, to this habit, even after visiting the temple, if you go home, if you are practicing to see the lotus feet of Krishna, that is meditation. So, darshaniya avayavai, different limbs. First of all, feet, then the thighs, then the belt, then the chest, then you reach the smiling face. Krishna and Krishna's form, if you meditate on Krishna's form, that is Krishna. So we associate with Krishna. His smiling face, his flute, his hands, his dress, his concert, Mr. Alarani or any other gopis surrounded by. In this way, practice this habit of observing the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he has appeared, Archavidra. So that we can see him. In our present eyes, even Krishna comes, but we have no eyes to see. Therefore, from the Kanishtadikari, there are three kinds of devotees. Kanishtadikari, Madhyamadikari, and Uttamadikari. Uttamadikari means first class, must advance. And Madhyamadikari means in the middle stage, not very advanced, not very lower. And Kanishtadikari, just the neophyte, beginning. So, for the beginners, it is recommended that you see the deity daily or always, beginning from the lotus feet, as you have practiced, then go up to the smiling face. And here also, Srimad Bhagavat, simply if you try to see and if you don't hear, then it is not saving. Therefore, we see practically in many temples, because there is no discussion about Krishna, simply deity is there, people go for some time, then gradually, especially those who are educated, so-called educated, they do not feel very much interested. And it has actually happened so. Many temples, they are not visited even by the devotees, because there must be also hearing about. Two things must go on. The deity must be worshipped. This is called Pancharatriki Vidhi. And to hear about the Supreme from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic literature. That is called Bhagavad Vidhi. So the Pancharatriki Vidhi and Bhagavad Vidhi must go parallel. Then, one is a neophyte, gradually he will come to the intermediate stage between the neophyte stage and to the advanced stage. And, of course, it is very difficult to find out one in very advanced stage, but there are many advanced stages. The spiritual master is supposed to be in the advanced stage, but for preaching purpose, he comes down in the intermediate stage for preaching. Because the advanced stage, there is no discrimination that here is a devotee and here is a non-devotee. Because the advanced devotee sees that everyone is devotee except himself. The advanced devotee sees that he is not a devotee, but all others are devotees. This is advanced. But any Kanishka Vikari, the neophyte state, they simply concentrate on the deity. Atyayamiva harai japujam sadhaya yati. That is required in the beginning. According to the prescribed duties, as are mentioned in the scriptures, one must take care of the deity. But unless little farther advanced, he does not know who is a devotee and what is his function with others. In the Madhyama Vikara, when one has still farther advanced, he has got four kinds of visions. Ishara tadadhineshu balisheshu visastucha. Prema maitri kipa upekha ja parati sa madhara. Madhyama Vikari is not only interested in deity worship, but he knows who is a devotee and who is innocent and who is Bhagavan. Ishara tadadhineshu balishu. Balish means innocent. There are many innocent men. They do not know what is to be done. He is God. They are innocent. They are not offenders. But there are others who are offenders. Bishop means envious. They are immediately envious as soon as they hear of a devotee of God. They are called envious. Vision. So Madhyama Vikari, he knows God. Krishna. Krishna is the Bhagavan. So, he wants to develop this love for Krishna. Abbasthakalam, Vasati, Namagane Sadarishi, the Madhavadikari, he wants to see that not a moment is wasted without Krishna consciousness. That is Madhavadikari. Abbasthakalam, he is always careful that when I am and this is spoiling the valuable time of my life. That is the first qualification of Madhavadikari. Abbasthakalam, because we are not very short period, living period. We do not know when we shall die. There is no certainty. Foolish people may think that I shall live forever, but that is foolishness. Life is very transient. At any moment, we can die. Therefore, those who are advanced devotees, they want to see that I have got very short period of life at my disposal. Therefore, he is very anxious to utilize every moment for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is what the is. Abhattha Pārvattam Nāmadāne Sadārīcī. And he has got special test for chanting the Hare Krishna. Nāmadāne Sadārīcī. Vasati tat Priti tat Vasati Sthale. And he is very much anxious to live in such places like Vrindavan, Dwarka, Mathura, where Krishna lived. But Vasati is called. Vasati means resident. When Krishna appears on this planet, he lives in Mathura, Vrindavan, Dwarka, Ram. So devotees, advanced devotees, they want to live in the residential places of Krishna. Krishna, God has got his residential places everywhere. That's a fact. Vrindantarastham paramanusyanta. He is residing even within the atom. But still, he has got special residential places like Vrindavan, Dwarka, Mathura. So, a devotee is anxious to live in those places. Priti tas vasati sthale namagane sadarishi abhattha talattam. Their business is to increase love of God. To increase love of God means there is also process. How to increase? Yes. The process is given by Rupa Goswami, Adu Sadhya Tato Sadhu Sangha Tato Bhajana Kriya Tato Anartha Nivitti Syat Tato Nishtha Tato Ruchi Tato Shakti Tato Bhava Sadhu Kanam Ayam Prima Pradu Bhavi Bhavetama. These are the gradual states. Sadhya. Sadhya means faith. Faith is the beginning. Without faith, you cannot make, there is no Krishna consciousness. Faith means that faith is created after reading Bhagavad Gita. If you read Bhagavad Gita carefully, and if you actually understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, then the faith will be created. Without reading Bhagavad Gita, there is no question of faith in Krishna. So what is that faith? The Krishna faith that sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saranam. You give up all other engagements, you just surrender to me, and I shall give you protection. See, if you have got faith, if you believe,
in the walls of Krishna, that is called faith. If you don't believe in the walls of Krishna, if we study as a literary thesis and then throw it away, that is not faith. The faith is explained by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He says, Shraddha Sabde Vishwas Sudhira Nishchay. Faith means one who has thought firm faith in the words of Krishna. That is called faith. I am reading Bhagavad Gita, but I do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or he is a person, as he says in the Bhagavad. He says, Matta, when he says, he is a person. So Krishna says that there is no more better personality, a better, superior existence than myself. Manmanam bhavamad bhakta madhyadi maam namaste. He says, me, maamivla prapadlanti, mayami tantaranti. Aham sarvasa, aham, me, I. He says everywhere. Therefore, Krishna is person. Krishna is not impersonal. Klesha adhikatara klesha abhakya sapta cetata. It is said that one who is impersonal, he gets more trouble to come to me. He'll come later on, but it will take some time. The impersonal feature of understanding of the Supreme Absolute Truth, it is partial understanding. Just like we have explained several times that we have got experience of the sunshine, because sunshine is very easily approached. But that understanding of the sun sign is not real understanding of the sun globe or sun planet or the sun god. That is not perfect understanding. It is partial understanding that you can understand the sun globe is full of heat and light. That's all. But how much heat, what is the temperature of heat, how much light is there, and where is the source of heat and light, that is not possible to understand. Everyone will admit this. So simply by saying, because the sunshine is entering your room from the window, that does not mean you know everything of the sun. Similarly, this impersonal understanding of the Absolute Truth is like that. That's like sunshine is impersonal. But the sun god is person. If sun god is not person, how Krishna says, Imam Vivasati Yogam Pratama Naham Abhayam. This Bhagavad Gita, he says to Arjuna, that this Bhagavad Gita, science of Bhagavad Gita, or this yoga system, bhakti yoga system, I spoke to sun god. Exactly like that, I am speaking to you. So Arjuna is person, and Krishna is person. Therefore, the sun planet, the predominating deity is a person. It's not impersonal. So you cannot understand that person simply by seeing the sun sign. That requires better qualification, how to enter the sun planet, how to see the predominating deity. The impersonalists, they simply conclude that the same way as we, foolish person, conclude that the sun planet is simply a fiery substance and there is nothing, if there is no sun god predominating deity or the president of the sun globe, then how Krishna could speak with him? In the Bhagavad Gita is said, Aham Vivasthati Yogam Prasava. Just like we talk, we are talking with you. We are not talking in the sky, vacant. We are talking with purpose. These are intelligence. These require intelligence. So, now we can imagine the how the sun god can be person. He is a fiery, big fire, substance, and how one can live. This is also foolishness. Because I cannot live in the fire, therefore nobody can live in the fire. That is my foolishness. And my body is not so mad. Therefore you cannot live in the water. It does not mean that there is no living entity in the water. It requires intelligence. Similarly, if you cannot live in the fire, it does not mean that nobody lives. Yes, there are living entities whose body is so mad, just like the fish and other aquatics, they live. Their body is so mad. This is intelligence study. Otherwise, if you simply compare with my intelligence, my position, my circumstances, and it concludes all others like that, that is blindness. That is not blindness. So similarly, impersonal realization of God, that is impersonal, exactly like the understanding of the sun sign is not understanding of the sun globe and the sun globe. Everyone can understand. It is not very difficult. If you think that because I have seen sun sign, then I have seen everything, I have known everything of the sun. No. You do not know even how big the sun globe is. And when you read books, when you read scientific books, you can understand it is 1400 times bigger than this planet. So ultimately, God is person. He is not impersonal. Impersonal understanding is impartial. Partial understanding. That is, God, Krishna, is Satchidananda Vigraha. Satchidananda. So impersonal understanding of Krishna means you understand only the soft portion. The two other portions, Chit and Ananda, you do not. You do not. So, if you understand Krishna, then you understand the impersonal Brahma realization and localized Paramatma realization. That is stated in the Veda. Jasmin vijnate sarvamevam vijnatam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, then you understand the other two features. Because Krishna is Ananda. You see Krishna's feature. He is not thinking, catching his breath, how to do this, how to do that. No. He is Ananda. Ananda is playing on his throat. And Radharani is there. He is in ecstatic Ananda. Alladhin Shakti. Radha Krishna Pranaya Brihiti Alladhin Shakti. It is the transaction of bliss, transcendental bliss. Alladhin Shakti. Krishna has got many potencies. Out of that, one potency is Alladhin Shakti. Pleasure gift. In Atmana, he is full in his breath. When he wants to enjoy, he expands himself, his pleasure potency. The Radharani is his pleasure potency. And the gopi is an expansion of Radha. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavi tabhi tabhi ca eva nijarupa taya kadabhi. Nijarupa. The forms are Krishna. But ananda chinmaya rasa, just to test the mellow of transcendental bliss, ananda chinmaya rasa, pratibhavitāhi, tārīja eva nirūpa tayāpada. Golokayeva nirsati akhilātma bhūto govindamādi purisam tavam. This is a verse from the Dharma Samhita. So, Krishna is, we are seeing the form of Krishna, that is the ultimate understanding of the absolute truth. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Shabdati. Badanti, Tattattavida, Satyam, Gadhyanam, Advayam, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Shabdati. So, Satchit Ananda, the Brahma realization is Sat realization. Paramatma realization is Chit realization. And Bhagavan realization means Ananda realization. Satchit Ananda. And in the Vedanta Sutra it is said that the absolute truth is Anandamaya Abhyasa. Ananda. He's always Anandamaya. You read Krishna Lila, is always full of transcendental bliss, especially in Vrindavan. Vrindavan, that is his original residence. They are simply Ananda. Krishna is playing with his cowherds, boys, friends. Krishna is dancing with the gopis. Krishna is stealing Mother Yashoda's butter. Krishna is doing all Ananda. Transcendental peace. So, here it is stated that if you begin your devotional service, as it is prescribed, simply see the deity, then gradually realize how Krishna is smiling, how Krishna is playing on his flute, how Krishna is enjoying the company, Srimati Radharani. We have to see simply writing. And if you hear about Krishna, that we are hearing now, these two processes will increase in such a way that one time, Anichatame Gatim Annim Pajumte, you automatically become a great devotee. Simply, if you come to this temple, or any temple, where deity is very nicely worshipped, these are all scientific, it is not imagination. Just that people think that they are worshipping idols and imagining something. No, they are stated in this. All shastras, this is a prescribed method for developing your God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. It is a science. Vijnana samanyatam. Jnanam me paramam guhyam. Jad vijnana samanyatam. Sarasam tad angancha grihana goditana maya. When Krishna is like Brahma, and after creation, then he said, Jnanam me, this is called Chatushloki Bhagavat. The four slokas, this is the basic principle of Srimad Bhagavat. Jnanam me paramam guhyam. The knowledge of Krishna is very confidential. Guhyam. Guhyam, guhyatam. In the Bhagavad Gita says, my dear Arjuna, I have spoken to you so many things. But now, because you are my very dear friend and devotee, therefore I am disclosing the most confidential knowledge. What is that? Sarva dharma anpuritajyam. Just surrender to you. Just. This is confidential knowledge. Don't try to understand many things. Or if you have heard, if you could not understand, if you have, then I tell, this is the most confidential part of knowledge, that sarva dharma anpuritajyam, before this verse, the guhyad guhyatam. Guhyad guhyatam. Guhyam means very confidential. So, this guhya, this Brahma realization, is also very confidential. But, Paramatma realization is guhya para, still more confidential. And, to understand Krishna is guhya tomo, superlative. Guhya guhya. So, to understand Krishna, Krishna has explained in so many ways. Simply to understand Krishna makes you liberate.
tattadiham punarjanmanaiti, maminti tom. So therefore, this is the process of understanding Krishna. These Krishna consciousness centers are being opened all over the world just to give the people the chance how to become liberated simply by seeing the deity and chanting Hare Krishna. This is the opportunity. But fools and themselves, they think there is really no use. But actually it's not, this is a sign. So, by following this process, then what will you do? Sita Atmana, Sita Prana, Pranas. Then, gradually, your mind will be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Mind and senses. Sita Atmana and Sita Prana, Prana. Prana, we are prana, life. These are the senses. So if your mind and senses are fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, that is called bhakti. That is called bhakti, is not sentiment. It is a practical science when your mind and senses are fully absorbed in Krishna. The senses are engaged in serving Krishna, and mind is always thinking of Krishna. Savai manat Krishna padaravinda. Vachansi vaikuntha gunanavanda. Just like Maharaj, Ambarish. He was a great devotee. And his business was always a king, very responsible king and ruling over the world. But his mind was always absorbed in Krishna. This is possible. That example is given that a woman or a lady is always busy in his household affairs, but she also takes care of a bunch of hairs, how to set it up and very nicely comb. She does not forget. In spite of her being engaged in so many household affairs, she does not forget to take care of the bunch of hair. Similarly, one who is actually devoted, he may be engaged in so many things, but he does not forget Krishna. That is the example. Very good example. So, Sita Atmana, Sita Prahamsa, Bhakti. This is the perfection. This means that the gross body and the subtle body become digested. No more existence of this gross body. Gross body means sense gratification. And the subtle body means speculation. God is like this, God is like that. Speculation, subtle body. Manubuddhi ahankar. And gross body means the senses. So, when the senses and the mind, everything is engaged in Krishna consciousness, that means you are already liberated. Already liberated. That's what he said. Ranmikshatami gatimanni kujinti. The liberated means that you are no more the activities of gross body and subtle body, but there are activities of the soul. This is what. So bhakti means the activities of the soul, not of the body, not of the mind. Brahma realization means stopping the activities of the body, but the activities of the mind is going on, or they do not know. It is not perfect knowledge. Therefore, I have said several times that the Brahma realization, those who are Brahma realized, so they are not in perfect knowledge. So, Avishuddha Buddha, they have been described as Avishuddha. Vishuddha means very pure path, and A means not. Avishuddha Buddha.
Their intelligence is not yet perfectly purified. Abhisuddha, Jinnero Vindaka. They are thinking that now we have become liberated. No. That is not liberation. Here is liberation. Why? Hitatmana, Hitapranamsa, Bhakti. When the mind and senses are all absorbed in Krishna, that is bhakti state. Mata bhakti labhati para. But people think that bhakti is a sentiment. No. It is above liberation. Above liberation. Unless one is not liberated, he cannot stand on the platform of bhakti. That is bhakti. That is called parabhakti. Parabhakti and parabhakti. So, any devotee is serious about this deity worship, hearing about Krishna, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, following the Vedic principle, or rejecting the sinful activities of life. In this way, we can come to the platform of spiritual life, and if we act accordingly, that is called bhakti, yoga, or the liberated state. Thank you.